The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Oh, God, I can't wait for Bob Papa to call another Giants Super Bowl. Maybe Abdul Carter will deliver. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Friday, April 25th, 2025. More importantly, we are in the middle of the NFL draft. I forgot what Bart said earlier. We were like in the middle. What was the funky thing that you said that I can't obviously work into now?
I said we're in the, I don't know, it was pretty bad though. It was flustered. I was flustered. I had a buzzing in my ear. I was flustered. I'm sorry about that.
Well,
so I made a little mistake in the first segment, and that's all people know. What they don't know is the other 14 minutes of excellence that I provided playing under adversity.
Very true, which is why we podcasted so we could live on forever or at least the very next 24 hours. And speaking of that draft buzz, let's go. Yeah, forget about Tennessee. Nobody cares. Let's go to the Browns, which everybody thought, really, Travis Hunter was going to be a lock at number two. Well, the first surprise, they trade down, let Jacksonville come up to two. The Jags take Travis Hunter. So Andrew Berry, well, he talks about who he picked at number five. That was Mason Graham, and he says he's a perfect match for the team.
He is a DNA match for our defense. You know, disruptive, interior penetrator. I think he can really affect, the pocket from inside. High motor player, really physical, really tough. We thought he was one of the more dominant trench prospects in this year's class.
It's a good move for the Browns. Look, I think that what they were able to do to acquire Mason Graham, sure, they decided Travis Hunter wasn't going to be the guy for them. They like Mason Graham. This was a trade that, we'll talk more about it from the Jacksonville side, but Jacksonville, wait, is this true? Oh my God. The Seahawks just took Milroe? Oh my God.
No way, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, I have more to say about the trade and why it was good for Cleveland coming up. This is insanity, dude.
Yeah, and it's also perfect timing because let's go to the Giants. Oh, yes, they picked up Abdul Carter at number three. Love that pick. Then they traded back up into the first round. They selected Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart over Shedeur Sanders. Joe Shane says he's very excited to land him.
Fired up to get him. We went through an extensive quarterback process. It started as far back as last May in terms of evaluating the quarterbacks, and Dave's and I have been through this quite a few times, and at the end of the day we're fired up to have Jackson Dart as part of the organization and look forward to working with him.
How do you like the pick?
I didn't know what to feel when the pick was made. Initially, I wasn't happy about it because I figured, all right, at the positioning, dude, just take Shedeur. I mean, he was supposed. He went
when they traded up. You thought Shedeur?
I thought Shedeur, and I would have been happy. I would have been because they didn't give up much to go.
I mean,
go from the second
Carlos,
first.
They're up in 1, 2, 3, 4. They got the third pick tomorrow. They could take Shedeur then.
No, that ship has sailed. That ship is absolutely sailed.
Russell Wilson, Tommy DeVito, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders. That's a hell of a room.
First of all, no one's carrying five quarterbacks. No one's carrying four. Tommy DeVito's going to go back into the practice squad. You mark my words. But you know what? I've actually, in the last 12 hours, I've
Tommy
talked
DeVito's going to be making pizza by Halloween.
No, practice squad. He'll stick around for a little bit. I talked myself into Jackson Dart. I think he'll be okay. The baseline for me is just be better than Daniel Jones, and I think he can do that. How great will he be? I don't know, but he'll be better than Daniel Jones. All right, let's go to one of the surprise selections for me because I just figured Tyler Warren would be a smash first tight end off the board. Well, Ryan Poles, general manager, describes why he drafted Colston Loveland over Tyler Warren.
Both really good players. There's a lot of conversations there back and forth. Tyler's going to be a great football player as well. Just in terms of what fits what we want to do a little bit better with the personnel group that we have here on our roster, we thought that the combination of what we have was the better fit.
Yeah, they better get that right. I don't know if there's going to be a huge gap between the two tight ends that were taken in the first round, like how their careers will play out. If there is, though, and it's in favor of Tyler Warren, that doesn't look good for Chicago. They're doing some stuff to make sure Ben Johnson's got weapons. We're talking about Colston Loveland in Chicago. We're talking about Luther Burden, the third in Chicago for Caleb Williams. These are for Ben Johnson to play with as he tries to build his offense. I wonder just how much Ryan Poles had influence there. If Ben Johnson's like, look, you hired me as the coach for a reason. Give me the guys I want on offense. I don't care what you think at tight end. I want this guy. It seems like they're all just doing the bidding of the coach.
Yeah, you know what? It makes sense because your success is going to be tied to him. Ryan Poles, I think, is on a short leash. And you know what? There's a little bit of Sam Laporta in Colston Loveland. So I think it makes sense, at least for Chicago. I still would have went Tyler Warren. All right, here is just for you. Brian Gutekunst finally drafted a wide receiver in the first round, and he joked about it.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is. No, I don't know. I didn't think about any of that until he got up there, and then you kind of saw, you saw the crowd. They're all Green Bay fans. You know, you heard the chants and all that kind of stuff, and it was just really cool. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even think anything like that. We were watching the board. We had a couple players we were discussing. There were trade opportunities, things like that. So you're going through all that and just trying to do what's right for the Packers. So none of that really came before me like that. But afterwards it did. It was just kind of like, wow, that's pretty neat.
Mark Murphy, team president, announcing the pick of Matthew Golden, the wide receiver out of Texas. There was a behind-the-scenes video where he got the card. He's not in on the draft process. He's the president. He looks at the card and he goes, oh, wow. Like, he was stunned that they were going to go ahead and draft a wide receiver, something they haven't done in 23 years in the first round. And they just drafted another one, Savion Williams, out of TCU. So, plus a tackle. We thought the Packers were going to go defense here, corner, maybe edge rusher. They did not take a first-round wide receiver the entire tenure of Aaron Rodgers. And they go ahead and take one in the first round this year, and then take another one. Wide receiver last year was a position of strength, Packers fans thought, but it seems like the Packers themselves were like, nah, we need some reinforcements here. Those guys were no good, and we got to make sure Jordan Love has the weapons that he needs.